The Transportation Security Administration wants to move fast. FAST is the name of an initiative called the Flexible, Agile, Scalable Teams. It's aimed at better mission support and software development. For the acquisition angle on FAST, I spoke with Katrina Brisbane, TSA's Assistant Administrator for the Office of Contracting and Procurement.
FAST is actually a procurement vehicle, and it is going to be a BPA, Blanket Purchase Agreement, off of the General Services Administration Schedule ID 70. So FAST is expected to be a full-service, enterprise-focused contract vehicle that will provide TSA with applications for modernization of legacy systems, design and development of various applications that are needed throughout the enterprise, and then modernizing the technology bases across various dynamic computing environments. Across TSA, there are various requirements that require agile development for legacy type of systems that we have. In addition to that, there are applications that are needed to meet specific mission needs. And so TSA expects to provide for, through this vehicle, agile design, development, testing, and adaptive maintenance activities to meet various complexities across the TSA enterprise. A couple months back, the TSA administrator also issued the administrator's intent that actually dovetailed into the TSA strategy. And across the enterprise, through that intent, there are multiple mission needs that also involve information technology. And FAST is expected to also satisfy some of the needs out of the administrator's intent that involves the information technology paradigm.
Sure, even he doesn't know everything the agency might need in the next couple of years, I guess. And what was the strategy behind going with a BPA versus your own vehicle or some other existing vehicle? What is it about Schedule 70 that you chose to do a BPA with?
Well, across government, there has been a significant push in utilizing for what we call common goods and services, those vehicles that are already available, already determined to be what we call best in class. And so, in other words, if there is a vehicle already available that can be utilized to satisfy an agency's needs, it is highly recommended that that agency considers utilizing that vehicle. The other side of that coin is that it facilitates an opportunity for streamlining of the acquisition process for that agency. So we're able to utilize the terms and conditions that have already been set up in the IT 70 vehicle, as well reach a pool of what we would call vendors that have already been vetted to be on that vehicle. So it takes some of the timelines as well as the work out of it for agencies while still satisfying the mission needs.
And did you look at CIOSP, for example, or SOUP, and just concluded Schedule 70 pretty much has what potentially that you'll choose for the BPA?
Yes, we did. We looked at a variety of vehicles, and I don't have that market research readily available for me, but we did look at a variety of vehicles and determined that IT-70 was the vehicle that we would utilize or would best meet the agency's needs.
And when those BPAs are established with the winning vendors at some point in the future, then in effect it will look like a GWAC or a multiple award contract to the users of it, even though it's overlaid on existing Schedule 70 contracts?
Right, and I would call it more of a multiple award vehicle. It would resemble a multiple award vehicle. And so under GSA schedule, the rule sets do allow us to establish BPAs under them, unlike other what we would call GWACs, like the CIOSP3. Those would not allow you to establish vehicles under those, such as a BPA. We can issue task orders under those, but we could not issue a BPA. And because we do have reoccurring requirements, but we also have some of those requirements that we do not already know. And so the BPA vehicle allows us to issue orders that may be in the future that will come up for the agency that we don't know today. Vice and some of the other, in the GWACs, we would be issuing task orders under that specific contract or GWAC. The BPA lets us contain that all of TSA's work under FAST and under one vehicle, that BPA.
We're speaking with Katrina Brisbane, the Assistant Administrator for the Office of Contracting and Procurement at the Transportation Security Administration. And do you have a ceiling value in mind at this point?
We are currently still working through our market research activities, and so at this time, we actually have not finalized that ceiling value. I did want to add one other item that I think is a nice, unique feature for FAST, if that's okay. TSA is moving towards an operations and maintenance being a part of the application development lifecycle, and so that approach actually supports the idea of you build it, you own it, which I think is a unique feature that industry will actually really like about FAST. And it's expected that this will enable even more responsiveness to the TSA needs. Teams will be able to make adjustments more rapidly on the fly and sustainment of applications they build. We expect that the builder-developer of the app is best positioned to rapidly fix any problems with the codes and make any adjustments that are necessary. And so that's the main reason why we've actually implemented that strategy through FAST. And I think that's a pretty unique feature that industry would be very interested in.
Sure. And does TSA envision mainly buying software tools for its own programmers or programming services from vendors that they would expect to develop in an agile manner?
The requirements are still evolving, and which is one of the reasons why we put out the RFI. So that RFI helps us to not just develop the language that we're going to use for our solicitation, but it also gives us an opportunity to receive feedback from industry, of which we have received a robust response and very thankful for that from our industry partners.
Yeah, what are they saying?
Well, some of the things that they've said is that the fact that we put FAST out for comment in the way we did, it expresses trust and respect between the government and industry partners. The other, some other things that have been said is that we believe that TSA has laid out an elegant procurement strategy that will allow many offers to present their capabilities in a competitive evaluation. Another comment was that it expands the pool of minds, experience, and corporate resources able to drive innovation in support of TSA application development needs. And last, limiting competition on select orders for small businesses will offer a better opportunity to provide small business specialized service in support of TSA requirements.
And just to be sure, to reiterate, these services and products will be to develop brand new mission-related applications and also to update or modernize some of the legacy applications.
That is what is expected at this time.
And is there any hardware as part of this?
It is not expected that that would be hardware, but as I mentioned before, the RFI actually helps us to inform what our requirement looks like. We are looking to industry to provide us feedback on some of their best practices, ways that we can gather or garner maximum efficiencies in some of their innovative ideas and relevant practices that is utilized in commercial business. And so I won't limit FAST by saying that hardware in some form may not be incidental to some of the work that may come under FAST. However, that is not necessarily where it's intended at this time.
All right. And what is the timeline here at this point?
Currently, we are anticipating that we will issue a solicitation on or about the end of January. And so it depends on the experience of the solicitation and how many offers that we get in that solicitation. But if I'd estimate it, and we're still working out our milestones, so that's not to be set in stone, but we do anticipate issuing the solicitation by the end of January, and it is anticipated that we'll have the award of FAST before the end of the fiscal year.
Katrina Brisbane is Assistant Administrator for the Office of Contracting and Procurement at the Transportation Security Administration. We'll post this interview at federalnewsnetwork.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to the Federal Drive at iTunes or Podcast One.